Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Today's poem is by Walt Whitman, and it's called O Pioneers. This is an ode to westward expansion, an ode to manifest destiny, an unabashed ode to the American spirit. Whitman added this to his continually evolving collection of poems, Leaves of Grass, around the year 1865, the year that the Civil War ended. And it's possible that the writing or completion of this poem, or at least its final appearance in print at that time, marked this renewed optimism on Whitman's part, that with the war over, this dream of spreading westward could resume. And you'll see here that for him, this movement marks a definite break with ages past and ages to come. He addresses both the Western youths, but also the elder races, an address that for me often calls to mind a few lines from Bob Dylan's "The Times They Are a Changin'." In fact, the entirety of Dylan's song seems to capture a similar spirit. 100 years later, here's the stanza in question from Dylan: "Come, mothers and fathers throughout the land, don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old world is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. The times, they are a-changing." And you will note a similar spirit throughout Whitman's O Pioneers. See what else you note, though, the various analogies he adopts to describe both this movement westward, but also the spirit that makes it possible, and the spirit discernible in those who are going to undergo this task, which is not an easy or always a glamorous one, though Whitman is trying hard here in this poem to correct that latter fact. Here is O Pioneers. "Come, my tan-faced children, follow well in order. Get your weapons ready. Have you your pistols? Have you your sharp-edged axes? Pioneers, O pioneers! For we cannot tarry here. We must march, my darlings. We must bear the brunt of danger. We, the youthful, sinewy races, all the rest on us depend. Pioneers, O pioneers! O you youths, Western youths, so impatient, full of action, full of manly pride and friendship, plain I see you, Western youths, see you tramping with the foremost. Pioneers, O pioneers! Have the elder races halted? Do they droop and end their lesson, wearied over there beyond the seas? We take up the task eternal, and the burden, and the lesson. Pioneers, O pioneers! All the past we leave behind. We debouch upon a newer, mightier world, varied world, fresh and strong the world we seize, world of labor and of march. Pioneers, O pioneers! We, detachments, steady throwing, down the edges, throw the passes up the mountain steep, conquering, holding, daring, venturing as we go the unknown ways. Pioneers, O pioneers! We, primeval forests felling, we, the rivers stemming, vexing we and piercing deep the minds within, we, the surface broad surveying, we, the virgin soil upheaving. Pioneers, O pioneers! Colorado men are we, from the peaks gigantic, from the great Sierras and the high plateaus, from the mine and from the gully, from the hunting trail we come. Pioneers, O pioneers! From Nebraska, from Arkansas, central inland race are we, from Missouri with the continental blood intervened, all the hands of comrades clasping, all the southern, all the northern. Pioneers, O pioneers! O resistless, restless race! O beloved race in all! O my breast aches with tender love for all! O I mourn and yet exult, I am rapt with love for all. Pioneers, O pioneers! Raise the mighty mother mistress, waving high the delicate mistress over all the starry mistress. Bend your heads all. Raise the fanged and warlike mistress, stern, impassive, weaponed mistress, pioneers, O pioneers. See my children, resolute children. By those swarms upon our rear, we must never yield or falter. Ages back in ghostly millions frowning there behind us, urging, pioneers, O pioneers. On and on the compact ranks, with accessions ever waiting and the places of the dead quickly filled, through the battle, through defeat, moving yet and never stopping, pioneers, O pioneers. Oh, to die advancing on! Are there some of us to droop and die? Has the hour come that upon the march we fittest die, soon and sure the gap is filled, pioneers, O pioneers. All the pulses of the world, falling in, they beat for us with the Western movement, beat, holding single or together, steady moving to the front, all for us, pioneers, O pioneers. Lives involved in varied pageants, all the forms and shows, all the workmen at their work, all the seamen and the landsmen, all the masters with their slaves, pioneers, O pioneers. All the hapless, silent lovers, all the prisoners in the prisons, all the righteous and the wicked, all the joyous, all the sorrowing, all the living, all the dying, pioneers, O pioneers. I too, with my soul and body, we, a curious trio, picking, wandering on our way through those shores amid the shadows with the apparitions pressing, pioneers, O pioneers. Lo, the darting bowling orb, lo, the brother orbs all round, the clustering suns and planets, all the dazzling days, all the mystic nights with dreams, pioneers, O pioneers. These are for us. They are with us, all for primal needed work, while the followers there in embryo wait behind. We, today's procession heading, we the route for travel clearing, pioneers, O pioneers. O you daughters of the West, O you young and elder daughters, O you mothers and you wives, never must you be divided. In our ranks you move united, pioneers, O pioneers. Minstrels latent on the prairies, shrouded bards of the other lands, you may rest, you have done your work. Soon I hear you coming, warbling, soon you rise and tramp amid us, pioneers, O pioneers. Not for delectation sweet, not the cushion and the slipper, not the peaceful and the studious, nor the riches safe and palling, not for us, the tame enjoyment, pioneers, O pioneers. Do the feasters gluttonous feast? Do the corpulent sleepers sleep? Have they locked and bolted doors? Still be ours, the diet hard, and the blanket on the ground. Pioneers, O pioneers. Has the night descended? Was the road of late so toilsome? Did we stop, discouraged, nodding on our way? Yet a passing hour I yield you in your tracks to pause oblivious. Pioneers, O pioneers. Till, with sound of trumpet, far, far off the daybreak call, hark! How loud and clear I hear it wind. Swift to the head of the army. Swift, spring to your places, pioneers. Oh, pioneers. We see there near the end, Whitman gives a place for himself and those of his own vocation, the minstrels latent on the prairies, and even all those bards who have come before, and he imagines more who will come after. So there's a place in this task and this mission for those who compose the songs about the great movement, the great progress, both literal and figurative. I imagine there was a time when perhaps Dylan might have thought himself one of those as he penned his own song, come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. This has been the Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another poem for you. To listen to past episodes or support the show, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. On behalf of our whole team at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.